Have you ever found yourself asking the question, what really happened with the Great Depression? What really brought that about? Or did you ever find yourself just consciously determining that it was just a fluke of a convergence of events that led to and brought about that major event that we call the Great Depression? Or again, have you ever found yourself wondering, was that just a fluke? Or was something else going on that brought that about? How many of you have found yourselves thinking that same kind of question when it comes to the recent economic meltdown that the beautiful U.S. of A. is still recovering from? That mortgage debacle that occurred and helped bring about the Great Recession that almost brought about a Great Depression, had not proper steps been taken by a president and some others to prevent the Great Recession from becoming a Great Depression. Have you just decided, hey, you know what? We know there were some people in certain positions with certain companies who made some unwise decisions. We know that there's some people who were using something called derivatives that they said they didn't understand. We know that. Have you found yourselves, even on a subconscious level, when you think about it long enough, somewhat dissatisfied with the answers that we were given? Well, whether you're dissatisfied with the answers that we've been given or satisfied with the answers that we've been given, I want to encourage you to join me tomorrow when I'll be speaking with Dr. Charles Whelan, outstanding policy affairs expert who has written several books that have to do with the economy. And his latest book is entitled Naked Money. And one of the things that he talks about is why the money matters. And he covers such issues as financial meltdowns that have occurred, including the one that hit our nation in 2008. He's going to be our guest. He'll be with me tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Renowned PhD who served some time with The Economist, the revered magazine, The Economist. He'll be our guest tomorrow at 1 o'clock to shed some very, very bright light on financial meltdowns. Naked Money, what it is and why it matters. The author, outstanding speaker, author, and professor, Charles Whelan. Our guest tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Be sure to join us. Again, www.speakingwith.com. And you can go to the homepage and get the list of guests and topics for the week. And I am hoping that it will be very soon, very soon. I'm hoping within the next 3 to 10 days max that we'll begin to have some links to the broadcast. They won't be live streams, but they will be links that you can go ahead and grab at your leisure. So again, within 3 to hopefully no more than 10 days, I want to have that up and running for you. All right. How many of you have ever been interested in adopting? Whether that's because one or both of you as a couple was unable to have a child, either the mother unable to become pregnant or the father unable to impregnate, or whether it's because you have children who are your biological children, but you also want to give some other children an opportunity to live a quality of life, hopefully a good quality of life that they otherwise may not be able to live. And so you decided, you know what? Maybe adoption is something for us to look into. Certainly, adopting, living in an adopted family as an adopted family has its challenges, but it can have some tremendous rewards too. So let's take a look at one of the things that's important when anyone is considering adopting, and that is ensuring that you're ready. I want to share some great tips that Healthy Women is giving with regards to adoption. And again, you do want to be ready. Truth be told, even when you have a husband and a wife, both of whom know they want children, it's a good idea for them to know that they're ready. And that, you know, that readiness can entail any number of things. Maybe a sense of financial stability. Maybe at a point where both partners have said, you know what, we've gotten just about as much formal education as we plan to get. And so we don't have to try to divide our time between each other and work. Maybe work is part of the scene, and school and children. Maybe you decided, hey, you know what, master's degree for one. Someone decided they wanted to get a doctorate degree, or both decided doctorate degree. Wherever you're planning to go with the education, and you're thinking, you know, once we finish that, so that we can really give our child slash children the attention that they need and deserve, the attention that we want to give them. Readiness can entail any number of items. And again, that's true even when people are having babies from coming from their own bodies, husband impregnating the wife. So no doubt that when we're talking about adopting, there needs to be a sense of readiness as well. And readiness, when it comes to adopting, entails more than just saying, I'd like to adopt, or I want some children in the house. There's more to it. There's more to it than that. Deciding whether to adopt a child isn't an easy decision. You may have considered adoption as an attractive option. Well, some of the specific things that you and your partner should think about before making any serious commitment to adopt a child. First of all, try to put yourself in the shoes of your future self and imagine what it would be like to have a child who is not genetically related to you. Your son or daughter may not have your features. They may not even share the same ethnicity. Take into consideration that this could potentially affect the child in the future too. Now, that's not to say that if the adoptive parents and the adopted child or children are of the same ethnicity, that everything's going to be smooth sailing. That's not the case. One of those tragic challenges that I mentioned earlier, I said that there are some challenges, there can be, and there can be some rewards. One of the challenges can be that the adopted child may be very, very angry at the biological parents for not keeping them. The biological parents are not there. The angry adopted children want to let that anger out, and they want to direct it at someone. So sometimes, if the adopted child really is angry about not having been kept by the biological parents, they may take that anger out on the parents who have adopted them. The parents who, from their perspective, abandoned them or rejected them are not there. And so the parents who hopefully have embraced them are the ones who become the recipients of that anger and those acting out behaviors. It can be challenging. And that can be the case even when the child or children and the parents are of the same ethnicity. take into consideration that this whole issue of adoption is something that could affect the child in the future. Other hereditary issues, such as mental conditions or physical conditions, are things you should consider. It's good to be realistic. It really is. It's good to be realistic and ask yourselves and ask each other, are we willing to bring a child into the home who has some type of mental disorder, some type of physical disability? Or do we prefer to bring someone into the home who doesn't have any known mental or physical disorders? I tell you, anyone can tell you who has raised children that life is challenging enough for the biological parents and for the biological children. Because, and let's face it, there are parents who really don't have their act together, and they can make things unnecessarily difficult for the children, just like children can sometimes make things unnecessarily difficult for parents. And again, that is the case when everybody's of the same blood. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Recognize that there are challenges and ask yourselves, in light of the fact that we're talking about humans dealing with humans, and that in itself presents issues, challenges, even in the best of scenarios, do you want to add to that a child who brings to the table other issues? Here's the thing. For some of you, the answer would be no, I don't want to add that extra stress. For others of you, you don't see it as extra stress. You see it as an added opportunity. You get a chance to say, hey, wow, a child who really needs someone to wrap their hearts and arms around them. Let's be the one. More of how you can go about ensuring that you're ready when we come back. For those of you who are considering now, may someday consider adopting.